This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A Rosie, Arkansas man's been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with four felonies, and an arrest warrant's been issued for 31-year-old Paul S. Macon. Court documents say the charges against Macon stem from an incident early Sunday morning in which Macon had apparently been in an argument with his wife while driving and threw her out of the car. Police say when Macon's brother went to get his sister-in-law, Macon came up behind them in his vehicle and slammed into his brother's vehicle, causing injury to both his brother and wife. He then drove from the scene. Macon was arrested Sunday morning and charged with leaving the scene of an accident, two counts of aggravated assault and first-degree criminal mischief. Macon's bond has been set at $75,000. A Jonesboro woman was arrested Monday evening after rolling her vehicle on Highway 233 East Main Street in Independence County. Police say when they got to the scene, they found a vehicle on its side down a steep embankment in the 1500 block of East Main. 27-year-old Mary Fox was near the side of the road being treated by medical personnel. Police say she was taken to the medical center for treatment of her injuries and, while there, refused a blood alcohol test. Officers charged Fox with DWI, operating a vehicle during DWI license suspension, refusing to submit to a sobriety test, and failure to maintain control. Independence County deputies also took a report on the theft of an automobile from the Teresa Clark residence on White Drive. Police were told the vehicle was locked and Clark had the only set of keys. The 2009 Pontiac G6 is valued at $15,000. Police also took a report at the Gina Rutherford residence on North St. Louis Street of a burglary. Police say a TV set and DirecTV box in a daughter's bedroom were reported stolen. Ms. Rutherford said all doors to the residence were locked and she couldn't find where forced entry was made. Due to road construction near the Sharp County Courthouse at Ash Flat, County Tax Collector Charlotte Ratliff is providing two alternate one-day sites for taxpayers to go and pay their taxes. Ratliff said she will be at the Cherokee Village Senior Center on October 3rd between 9 and 2 for citizens to pay their real estate and personal property taxes. Then on October 4th, Ratliff will be at the Cave City Community Center between 10 and 5 for the same purpose. Taryn Duncan of Highland has been hired by Lyon College as her new Director of Alumni, Parents, and Event Coordination. Duncan was previously a teacher with the Highland School District and family service worker for the Izzard County Division of Children and Family Services. Duncan is a 1991 graduate of Lyon College with a Bachelor of Arts degree. Her son is a graduate of Lyon College as well, and her daughter is currently a student at Lyon. And the Baptist Collegiate Ministry of the University of Arkansas Community College at Batesville recently hosted their annual birthday party for the students, faculty, and staff. Over 50 volunteers from 14 area churches assisted with the party. According to the college, there were over 200 guests who attended and signed up to receive encouragement from those volunteer churches throughout the year. And a little girl being pushed in a stroller on a sidewalk was killed in Danville, Arkansas, when police say an elderly motorist left the road and struck the baby and her grandmother. The one-year-old died in the 10 a.m. Tuesday accident. Danville Police Chief Rick Paget says the grandmother, 45-year-old Olivia Sandoval Garcia, was in critical condition at a hospital. Paget didn't release the name of the 85-year-old driver. The chief said evidence will be turned over to the prosecutors, who will decide on any charges. Witness Andres Serrato said that the driver seemed to hit the gas instead of the brake, sending the baby and grandmother through the wall of a USA drugstore. And authorities say the shooting deaths of a couple and their adult son last month at Harrisburg was murder-suicide, but state police would not say who was responsible for the deaths of Greg Leatherwood, his wife Patricia, and their son Kyle. The couple's bodies were found in their burning home and their son's inside his apartment. And a 41-year-old Edgemont, Arkansas man was arrested late Sunday afternoon after he was identified as the driver of a vehicle that rolled over in an accident on Heber Springs Road. Vaquez Gerardo Garcia was charged with DWI, refusing to submit to a sobriety test, driving with no license, careless driving, and no proof of liability insurance.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.